Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Good morning and welcome back. Sean Stone is the arts editor of Metroland, an arts publication telling you what is happening on area stages and screens, and tells you a lot of other good stuff, too. But he joins us this morning to tell us what's happening in the region culturally, and it's always a great pleasure to welcome him to our program. Sean, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, good morning, Joe. I would have come in, but, you know, the rain, and plus we have an early editorial meeting.
I understand.
Somehow Dante missed including that in his circles of hell.
We need a revised edition, clearly. Yeah. Let's talk about what's upcoming, beginning with Helsinki Hudson tonight, an exciting double bill.
John Sebastian and Happy Trom.
Nice.
Which should be a great show. In addition to all the great music, John Sebastian's a great raconteur. He's a lot of fun to see in concert, so it should be a great show.
Good stuff. That's tonight at Helsinki Hudson.
And tonight and tomorrow night at Steamer No. 10 Theater in Albany. Underneath, now this is an original multimedia performance. It's based on the lives of teenage girls. They wrote their own stories, like a dozen of them collaborated on this. It's headed up by Noel Gentile. And she's sort of a local theater impresario. She splits her time between Albany and Brooklyn. And she did a show on women veterans a couple of years ago that was really interesting. So this should be it's for mature audiences. So it should be interesting.
That is tonight and tomorrow night at Steamer 10 Theater, No. 10 Theater in Albany.
Yes. And then we have Kun Yang Lin Dancers. That's at the Egg on Friday. That's one of the leading Asian American contemporary dance groups. Also Friday night at the Palace Theater, Primus.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, you know, who would have thought that they would still be around? Must be all that good South Park money, you know?
You think that's it, the South Park money?
Yeah, you know, you can do what you want when you get all that fine TV money.
So they'll be at the Palace tomorrow night.
Yes, indeedy. And then also at the Palace on Saturday night, Amy Schumer.
Oh, nice.
This is a show that was postponed from March basically because her career is going so well.
She had better offers.
Well, no, she shot a film with Judd Apatow.
Yeah, well, that's right.
So she's really, if you want to see a comedian who's pretty much at the top of their game, this is the show to go see.
And what is she, a cousin, or what is her? She has a relationship to the senator, although I'm not sure right now as to what that is.
Really, that I didn't know.
Yeah, there is a relationship there, but I don't know. It's somewhat distant, but I don't know exactly what it is. Anyway, she'll be at the palace on Saturday night. Then
it's the annual Festival of the Dead. This is where we get into the Halloween portion.
Oh, good. All right.
You know, it's like St. Patrick's Day. It goes on forever. It's the Festival of the Dead at the Washington Avenue Armory. Big show, bunch of bands, Lost Conspirators. This is Saturday night.
Saturday night at the Washington Avenue Avenue Armory.
And then on Tuesday,
yes,
Evil Dead the Musical is coming to the main stage at Proctor's. Now, aside from the fact, you know, that this proves that you can pretty much make a musical out of anything, if you can make a musical out of Sam Raimi's Evil Dead movies, for $85, you can sit in the splatter zone. That's what they call it. It's going to be the orchestra pit, and you will be showered with theatrical blood throughout the show.
Do you wear a poncho? Is it like a Gallagher show? Or
I guess it's your call.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to walk out looking like a zombie,
Here's the weird thing. In the summer, our family was in Chicago, and they had kind of a coming to Broadway in Chicago preview in the park, and it was this huge event, and they had all of the companies from these various shows coming in, and they did a number from Evil Dead, the musical, and I have to tell you, it wasn't bad. It seemed like it was kind of fun. Now, I only saw, out of that, you know, 2 hours, like 5 minutes of it, but what I saw was very entertaining.
Yeah, it apparently is on tour constantly.
Yeah, well, that's really cool.
Yeah, and the splatter zone. That's fun just to watch, even if you're not sitting in it, you know?
Yeah, the splatter zone. All right, next.
And then on Wednesday night, the Albany Public Library has been doing this series called the Silent Film Spectacular. And on Wednesday nights, they have a silent film, and they have original live music. And this week, it's going to be Ziga Vertov's 1929 documentary essay on Soviet life, Man with a Movie Camera. Fantastic movie, should be a great show.
Wonderful.
And now for all of the Halloween movie spectaculars.
All right.
The Malta Drive-In has two triple features on their two screens this weekend. Scream.
Okay, yes.
And then if you have kids you don't want to traumatize them.
Hey, Sean, for some reason you cut out there at the beginning, so just tell us what's on the Malta Drive-In again.
Oh, Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street, and Scream.
Okay, great.
And the second screen is Hotel Transylvania, Ghostbusters, and Beetlejuice.
Excellent.
Yeah, you're dropping out too. Oh, well.
Okay.
the Madison Theater this week, check their website for the times. They're showing the original Halloween, the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
Oh, that's great. Good stuff there. All right. And then we have new movies too.
Yes. Dear White People.
Yes.
That looks really fun. I heard the director on Fresh Air. Then there's the Bill Murray movie St. Vincent, which is getting a lot of Oscar buzz.
Very nice reviews so far, yes.
That looks really good. Melissa McCarthy, Naomi Watts. Off, so they decided to make a movie.
This is Ouija, right?
A Ouija, yeah.
Yes.
I never understood the game as a kid. It's like there's no game.
You just sort of make it up. It's your imagination.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And then Keanu Reeves returns to the screen with John Wick, a big stylish action thriller about a hitman who's pulled back in when someone kills his dog.
Wow. All right. That's John Wick, another new movie that is coming out and is going to be in theaters. So we're excited about that as well. I just want to make a quick one other thing going on Monday. At the Egg, Bill T. Jones is going to be talking about his life and his autobiography, Storytime, The Life of an Idea. And, of course, legendary choreographer and a Kennedy Center winner, recipient of the Kennedy Center honor. And he'll be sitting down with us for a book show taping. And it's free, and you can just check it out at theegg.org and find out. But Bill T. Jones is amazing, and it'll be quite an evening. So
that's spectacular.
Want to alert you to that as well. Sean, it's always very nice to have you with us. Thank you very much, and we will talk next week.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Coming up next, it's the Congressional Corner. You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.